check. Mic check. 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 Mic check. Franchise. Mic check.
Yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, yo, yo. Yo. Canada. Mic check.
Hey, 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 hey.
Can I play Madden while we're doing the podcast?
Absolutely.
You can. You just can't stream it.
Yeah, you sure just can. Don't stream it. Don't stream it. All right, Mike.
I'm going to put you stream.
Check, 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 check.
All right. That sounds good. McLean?
Hello?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
We can still hear McLean.
Oh, that's
boy.
A problem.
This is going to be a long one.
How do I zoom out of somebody in Skype?
Oh, that's a good question.
Oh, McLean, you know what I found out?
I'm on
the phone. You remember the other day you were saying, why is there no sound in NBA 2K15? Yeah. That game has no sound for streaming.
Because of the licensed music.
I was watching you getting owned by the Mavericks the other day.
Oh.
Franchise.
Oh, man, I missed that.
Yeah.
You were getting dominated by Dirk?
I think it was on Sunday morning or something like that.
Yeah, McLean was watching it, and he was like, oh, he was like, this is the Mavericks being the Mavericks.
All I saw was you getting crossed up by Vince Carter.
Oh,
yeah. They would constantly shoot threes on you.
Yeah, it's like they wouldn't miss. I was like, what the hell? But I ended up winning.
What?
Did you?
Yep.
Yeah. You must have turned down the
Dwight Howard made all his free
second
throws.
Controller?
Yeah.
I got to watch these.
Don't watch them. Please don't watch. All right, you guys ready? Let's do this.
Let's do it.
We're ready.
I'm going to use
new life.
Here we go. Welcome everyone to TBS NFL Update Week 11. And you know how long I've been waiting to play the Rough Riders Anthem? 11 weeks.
2 years?
11 weeks. It has finally happened. The show that everyone's been waiting for. But let's not get into that. Not too fast. First, we have Canada here.
Hey.
We have Bourne here.
What's up?
McLean.
Hello.
And Franchise. And we're going to get into, well, what are we going to get into? I guess we can get into Michigan being Michigan, pulling it out again, doing what they do, triple overtime, overcoming adversity, showing the world what they're made of, just a little bit of clutch mixed in with some winning.
So you're saying they pulled a Michigan, so was this against like a Division
III
team?
Whoa, whoa. You mean Big Ten schedule, Northwestern?
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, loser schedule. Forgot all about that.
Yeah, our rearview mirror is getting hard to see you.
Oh, man, I can't wait until Michigan ends Ohio State's season. Ends it. It is going to make
how
all
of
this
how did they only score 27
what are you talking
in a
about?
Triple overtime game?
What are you talking about? It was a defensive struggle all game long, but at the end, you can't hold down a champion.
Northwestern is 0-6 in the Big Ten.
Like I said, they put up their best fight, but it just wasn't enough. And here real soon, Ohio State's going to meet their maker, ending Ohio State's season. I mean, they don't have a chance really to get into the national championship. Let's be serious here for a minute. But just in
which
case,
one?
Just in case they thought they might, Michigan's just going to end that for them. That's what's going to happen.
Oh.
I'm calling it right now.
Go ahead. Nobody's picking up the other line.
What did Stupid Baylor do? Did they even play?
Stupid Baylor.
Yeah, Stupid Baylor. What did they do?
They beat up on Texas Tech.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Come on. When are they going to play somebody real? Like, aren't they playing somebody real this weekend?
Who was that?
Baylor.
No. Baylor is real.
Oh.
Figure out what team you're talking about is real.
I'm told that. I got to go back to the schedule.
Oklahoma State.
Yeah, they're
okay, State. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 9-1. They're going to lose their first game. Oklahoma State is going to end their season.
Yeah, and then they all woke up.
Oh, actually, I have Baylor losing the next three games, pulling a franchise 254.
Wow. Really?
Oh, for the end of the season.
TCU, huh? They would lose against TCU after K-State.
Well, it's going to be a letdown game.
And
hell,
then to Texas.
TCU was 4-7.
Yeah, the letdown game, the classic letdown game. First they get hype, get exposed by Oklahoma State. They're down. They're out. Yeah. TCU is going to come in right for the pickings.
And then we've got, after TCU, we've got Texas. Texas, we all know they're bums this year. And then we're going to a bowl game. And we won't see Michigan there because they lost.
No, Michigan's, once they upset, destroy, and expose Ohio State.
Wow. Well, I think Ohio State is laughing at you right now.
Trust me. I'm telling you right now, get on this bandwagon before it leaves the station. Okay? This is your chance. No admittance after this week. Okay? None of you can be waving the maize and blue after this week.
Nobody wants to.
Actually, you have until the end of this podcast.
Wait, wouldn't you? Why? What happens this week?
What do you mean?
Don't you mean next week?
No, I'm shutting the doors now.
Oh, a week early?
A week early. You have until the end of this show to get on the championship train.
No, thank you.
I'm telling
you. Just in case nobody's jumped on, we'll go into a couple overtimes just like Michigan does.
Three or four.
We'll extend the play.
Oh. Hey, you should be proud. Your quarterback's doing pretty good for the Raiders.
Yeah.
But did you just skip a whole thing? What happened?
All right. I'm just giving Ohio their props.
No, don't give them anything. How about?
Boy, Terrell Pryor, he got kicked out of school, went to the pros, and now he's owning people.
Is he really? Is he really?
He's not completely healthy right now, though.
And he's still owning people, just like he did when he went up against Michigan. He owned Michigan.
That's not true. Michigan beat themselves.
I watched Ohio State beat up on Marquette basketball this weekend. It's a pretty pitiful effort by both sides. It was like 14-18 at halftime.
See, that's why I hate college basketball a lot.
And then Ohio State pulled ahead. I think they won like 52-35.
Can't we get some personality in college basketball?
I just want to know what E. Diddy thinks about them not bringing an NCAA game next year.
To
any
football?
Platform. It's dead.
Good. It's about time. Enough of this modern day slavery.
So E. Diddy is crying inside.
Yes, I am crying inside. I want more modern day slavery.
Well, it's still going to go on, just not in video game form.
Yeah. We're still going to have modern day slavery. We just won't be able to simulate it, which is very disappointing. I mean, literally, I'm like a plantation owner and I'm picking crops from all across the United States. I mean, it's literally a map of the United States. And which crops do you want? Is that what you want, franchise? A plantation NCAA football is a plantation simulator.
What?
You're confusing the Canadian guy. Stop.
What, you never had slavery in Canada? Canada?
I believe we did.
Oh.
I believe they had French whores.
Wow, so you know it's like.
Hey.
Who is that hey for? Oh, that was an A.
A.
All right, let's go. Let's talk about what happened in the football.
PlayStation 4.
No. Let's talk about what happened in football this week. A very disappointing loss by the Detroit Lions, but that doesn't matter because they're still tied for the division. So that's a good thing, I guess.
Will they get the division, E. Diddy?
They will get the division.
Okay.
I'm calling it right now. You have till the end of this podcast.
Don't call it.
Till the end of this podcast to get on the Detroit Lions train.
Oh, man.
Because after this, I'm shutting the doors. No admittance.
Now they're not going to the playoffs. Thanks, man.
Did they lose to a Super Bowl?
Defending.
A possible Super Bowl.
A opponent.
Hey. Like last time? Or every time?
You mean a multiple Super Bowl winner in Ben Roethlisberger? Yes. But they actually beat themselves because I guess taking 3 points or fumbling near the goal line with your holder is a better option.
Well, I heard Calvin Johnson was invisible in the second half.
If by invisible you mean
Zero catches for Megatron
for 0 yards. Then yes, he was.
Or no, not even invisible because they kept throwing to him and one of them got picked off. So almost invisible.
He was unstoppable in the first half, though. Couldn't be guarded, and then he was, yeah, transparent. How about that?
You're telling me they adjusted?
No, they didn't adjust.
That sounds crazy. No, because the Cowboys proved you can't adjust at halftime.
Wait a minute. They didn't adjust.
Who, the Cowboys?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, man. I don't know what to do about the Lions. They should have won that game. They had the game won. Thank goodness Ben Roethlisberger is amazing, and he knew I needed some touchdowns for my fantasy team.
How did you like what LeSean McCoy did for you?
What do you mean? Doing what he always does? Is that what you're talking about?
He gave you buku points.
Buku.
Buku.
Hold on. I'm not ready to talk about LeSean McCoy yet.
Why not? He's an eagle.
Yeah, I know.
He spread his wings.
That's part of the reason.
Wings.
They're leading the division right now.
They are?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. How many wins do they have?
Six.
So they're what? 6-5. They're 6-5 and they're leading the division? Oh man. Whatever team makes it is going to lose in the first round. We know that for sure.
Well, that's what everyone said about Arizona.
Yeah.
A few years back.
And?
When they were 6-0 in their division and 2-8 outside of it, and they went to the Super Bowl.
Fluke. Give me more.
So far you're 0-1 in your prediction that Detroit has an easy schedule.
What do you mean, 0-1?
Cause you said Detroit was going to win out.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I thought I was talking about next week.
We put that on the board.
we did actually. Good call.
Okay. did I have a stipulation of they can't beat themselves?
No.
No?
Lucky for us.
Wow.
The curse has arisen. We haven't seen the E. Diddy curse all season long, and now you brought it back.
So I'm not going to get any credit for them going 6-1?
No.
No, you're not.
Because they might even lose against Tampa Bay.
Whoa! What do you mean might even lose? By that, you mean blow them out by 20-plus?
No, I'm calling Manny might get 200 yards on them.
20-plus. They will cover.
Tampa Bay's on a winning streak.
That's right.
Nobody believes in Tampa Bay. And plus, they beat terrible teams. Like
Atlanta.
Yeah,
so they should win.
No! Stop. Alright, Dallas is off. That's right. Stupid Dallas is off. So we don't gotta worry about them. Pittsburgh, Canada, you already got blah blah. You beat Detroit, whatever. Philadelphia won, but they still look terrible.
What?
Yeah, they look bad. No,
man,
they look really bad.
RG3 looked like RG0. Come on.
Let me see. Hold on. I'm gonna see what happened in that game. Oh. I mean, they've played Washington twice. Those shouldn't even count.
And Washington actually started surging. They started winning games.
They beat Green Bay with no quarterback. They beat Oakland with no quarterback. They lost.
They beat Minnesota.
They lost to Dallas and New York.
Well, we know they're not going to the playoffs. Playoffs!
I think New York is going to win. That division.
You think New York's gonna come back and win that division?
Wow. Even though they started 0-6.
Come on,
right?
Don't say that.
No.
They're gonna win that division.
This is not possible. Oh man. Oh wow. I only see them having one loss through the rest of the season to Detroit.
Were you using the same magic ball that you looked into last week?
Yeah, I just completely looked past Seattle.
I just can't believe that. I can't believe the Eagles turned it around like they did.
That's not turning it around.
That's a shock.
That's just easy schedule.
No, stop.
Green Bay with no Aaron Rodgers? Come on.
They won the last three games. Come on, stop.
Washington
it.
With RG3? Come on.
RG3 was actually coming back. He got discouraged now. He's going to suck the rest of the season because he got beat by the Eagles.
I got the Eagles going 0-5 to end the season.
Thanks. I love you.
All right, what about Cleveland? Did Cleveland play?
Yeah, it was like kind of close at halftime, and then they just pretty much dissolved by the end of the game. Mm-hmm. They lost 41-20 against Cincy.
And who's the quarterback? Is it still?
I think Campbell played a majority of the game.
56 pass attempts.
Yeah.
That's not good.
Well, it should be okay. It's not like we have a number one running back anymore.
What, McGahee's not the man anymore?
He's not.
His 2 yards a carry? That's just not good enough?
No.
I guess that's what you get when you have a bum off the street start running the ball for you.
I don't know why they gave away Richardson.
I do. He's playing horrible. Did you see they just were some press were talking to him to see if he feels down about how embarrassing his play has been. And he tried to play it off as that, well, if you look at Donald Brown now, that means I'm doing good.
What?
Because Brown's getting like, I think he's getting 5 or 6 yards a carry.
Yeah, he is. He's making good runs.
No, so, he's bad.
No, Donald Brown is amazing.
Amazing. Don't do that again.
You've been warned. All right, anything else that happened over the football weekend that we should?
Yeah.
Tell me what happened last night's game.
Yeah.
There. I didn't
terrible, terrible, terrible call.
What do you mean terrible call? It was uncatchable.
Terrible.
He couldn't catch it.
You know why he was uncatchable? Because he was pushed back into the end zone.
I'm sorry. I guess you can't play defense anymore in the NFL.
Not when you're just right on him like that.
Yeah, it's called lockdown D.
Okay, and what's pass interference then? Pretty good lockdown D, right?
No, that is lockdown D in an excessive proportion.
Oh, so there's a fine line to it then. Diddy, please educate us. What's the fine line then?
Here's, okay. Let me explain it to you, okay?
You gotta call him a sucker when you finish.
Yeah, sucker. I'll just do it at the beginning.
When you finish.
Okay, so lockdown D is when you lock him down.
Yep.
Exactly what he did on Monday night. You have a perfect example of lockdown D. Lockdown D with excessive, that is
he was
excessive.
Running with his chest out like a cartoon duck.
Yeah,
and he was pushing him to the back of the end zone. That's locking him down.
That's lockdown defense.
Locking him down away from the catch.
Yeah, lockdown. Boom, worked.
Boom, sucker.
You guys are using the same language to describe opposite opinions.
That call had to be made. Does anybody else agree with me?
I didn't see it. That's why I was asking.
Of course, Diddy won't agree. Because everything he says defies logic. So, anyone else?
That was not a bad call because the ball was uncatchable. It was nowhere near him.
Because he was pushed back.
The only person who could have caught that ball is Calvin Johnson.
Well, there you go. Or the guy covering Calvin Johnson.
How big was the defender on Gronk?
Probably like 2 feet smaller.
Yeah. So why was Gronk not able to get in position?
Because the guy's thighs were like tree trunks.
No, stop. You know what? Gronk just didn't want it enough.
No.
Worried about getting injured?
Yep.
No, Brady underthrew the ball. He threw it in the wrong spot. It wasn't nowhere
near. Brady, don't do that.
Yeah, right. Brady threw the ball away.
And if Gronk wanted to run up, okay, and get the ball, was the ball in the wrong spot? Like,
was he going to run up and get the ball when he was running backwards?
Yeah, he was running the opposite direction.
He turned around and looked back because he thought he was going to catch the ball in the back of the end zone. If you watch the replay on that, he turned around and looked back and saw the ball, and he was like, oh, shit, I overran the pass.
He was actually celebrating a touchdown before the ball even got there.
Exactly.
So he's getting ready to spike it?
Yep.
He was in the air.
Look, guys.
He was jumping like he was going to dunk it.
I hate the Patriots, okay?
Yeah.
But that call, there was a call there.
Justified.
That's all. That's all I'm going to say.
The rules are the rules, Canada.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bend them or break them just because it's the Patriots. Uncatchable ball, lockdown defense is not a penalty in the NFL. I don't know what they do over in Canada in the CFL with baby rules. But in man league football, that is not a penalty.
Baby rules.
Wah!
I'm not the CFL fan here. I believe that's our Winnipeg Blue Bomber fan.
Who is that? Nobody here cares about the Winnipeg Blue Bomber.
Yeah, we gave up on them.
Yeah. They had their own segment. Whose idea was that?
I don't know.
I think that was yours.
No.
It was yours.
No. Okay.
That's podcast interference.
It's gone off the rails.
Well, let's get back on it real quick by
Back Canada. On the rails?
Yeah. Get over to Indianapolis' box score. I want you to take a look at something.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Check out who the receiving leader was for Indianapolis.
It was me.
Okay, where do I find box score?
What? Oh, God.
I go to scores, right?
You're not on footballics.com, are you?
I'm on NFL.com.
He's looking at spreads already.
Hold on, I'm going to Game Center. Give me a second.
All right.
He's on that $1,100, $300 PC.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should be there super fast.
The keys are probably all switched around.
Game Center, okay, box score.
All right. Who is it? Come on, we're waiting. I'm very excited. I know who it is.
Okay, hold on. Passing?
Receiving. No, the receiving leader for Indianapolis.
Oh, okay. Blainer.
Wow. Really? Yeah, because he's a man.
He is. He's a beast.
107 yards. Okay.
10 targets.
Wait a minute. Didn't he say, last show, if I'm not mistaken, did he not say that Kobe Fleener was a bum?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Wow. He called
it. More than one occasion.
Canada curse.
Oh.
Canada curse himself.
Donald Brown also got 2 touchdowns. I haven't been watching him either. Guys, I'm sorry. I can be wrong sometimes.
All right.
It happens.
You can be wrong a lot of the time.
All right, let's look into our scoreboard.
Man.
Scoreboard. Let's just get right into the matchup that everyone's been talking about for days now.
Okay, where do I start?
The TBS NFL Rough Riders dominating, absolutely dominating, embarrassing, exposing the Mexico Brownies 147-59. And this matchup was never in question. The Rough Riders had this before a snap was even played, and dropping 147. I was going for record book there. I mean, I was
usually when snaps are played though, there's a quarterback to receive the snap.
Well, unfortunately, McClain, and like I've told him before, I've warned him, when you go Romo, something bad's gonna happen. And guess what McClain did?
He probably was on vacation though, right?
He went Romo. He went Romo, and guess what he got? 59 points.
He went Nomo, because Romo wasn't there. I'm just saying, he did it if he had half of the players that were on his team were on bye weeks. Come on.
What do you mean half of his players?
Yeah, he'd made trades or something.
Yeah.
Or dropped people.
He had 2 players, and he traded for somebody on bye week.
Like the number 2 defense in the league.
No, it didn't work out. Bad trade. Didn't work out. 59 points.
I'm not playing for this week.
Oh.
I don't care what happens in this game.
Oh, you might not make playoffs.
Yeah, I knew you were going to win anyways.
What do you mean? You knew because, I was going to dominate and expose you?
I knew you were going to drop about 140. Because historically speaking, you always have your best game against me. Like 2 years ago, you dropped 142, even though your average was like 80. And last year, you dropped 101, which isn't that impressive until you realize that was your high for the season. So don't expect to ever score this much again until next year when you play.
What are you talking about?
Ben Roethlisberger is never going to score 31 again.
Never?
In his life.
Oh,
he only gets to play Detroit once.
Okay, let me ask you this. How many teams does Edidi beat consistently?
All of them.
How many teams beat Edidi consistently?
None of them.
I know at least one.
I know at least one.
He's not doing too good in his division.
What are you talking about in my division?
He's 1-2.
Oh, but it's coming back around. It's time for me to shut my division up. It's time to beat the black division.
I think your division is already shut up.
Hey. So.
I'm still freaking in this thing.
That is how good this league is, Barn. That is how good this league is. I mean, I have this league scared right now of how good I am. I mean, the trade I made with Bourne, solidified my running game. I snatched up Jennings, which everyone wanted him.
What?
Guaranteed myself one of the top tier flexes in the entire NFL. Plus, I'm my secret exclusive quarterback pickup. Nobody saw Roethlisberger but me. I had the vision. I'm going for a championship here. And these are the kind of moves you have to make to get it.
So he's coming back next week, maybe?
I did see that.
Yeah.
I hope he gets hit really hard. I tried to warn you, McLean. I tried to warn you.
Warn me about what?
Going Romo.
I didn't have Romo.
You even put it in there with Romo. Oh, 8-1-1. Oh, I see what you did.
Yeah, I already knew I was done since I knew Romo had the week off. That's why you set it up this way.
Oh, what do you mean set it up?
I set up the schedule this way.
This is a random schedule.
This was not random.
Playing your division opponents twice and everyone else was. That's how it worked out.
It was kind of funny because he tried to set it up to where he could catch me on a week where I would probably be burnable, and then I beat the snot out of him.
Yeah. You played him the week Washington had a bye.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, because he thought I was going to get RG3 in the draft.
So you were 1-for-1 on your rigging the schedule.
See ya.
It's not over yet. All right,
can't rig the playoff.
Next matchup. Beast mode. You lost again. 73-77 to straight trash homie.
Just keeps losing.
I called it.
It happens.
You're going to struggle to make the playoffs now. I mean, you're putting yourself right on the cusp.
I'm just like the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know, we'll go and win the Super Bowl, and then the next year we just come back and we're just mediocre and everybody walks all over us.
I thought you were going to say rape women.
Whoa.
I thought that's what you were going to say.
No, I don't.
That's
have
not to me. My bad. My bad.
Don't rape women. I don't have to rape women. Why rape a woman? You get it for free.
It's a topic we should.
Yeah. I thought it could have ended, but then I just kept going with it.
Here, I'll change the subject.
All right.
Wait, you have the picture.
What?
Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Go ahead. Move on, Canada.
I was going to say franchise should get rid of Mark Ingram.
Why? Is he going to go off next week?
Canada curse.
No.
Drop him so we can pick him up. Canada curse. Guaranteed.
Drop him. Drop Fleener, too.
Yeah, right. Drop Fleener. I had Fleener at the beginning of the season, dropped him, and saw that he had potential, and I went and got him back, and I'm not letting him go this time. I've got two good tight ends now.
Now if you could just win a game.
I might do that this week.
It was close, 77-73.
But not really. I think it's time to give up on Matt Ryan.
Yeah, it's been time. Ever since he lost Julio, he's been trash.
Exactly. It's time.
You just need to plug in EJ Man. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Can't plug in somebody I don't have. He was injured. I let him go.
Dalton?
The red rifle?
Yeah. What about Nick Foles?
Ooh, yeah. Nick Foles. Yeah, Nick Foles. How about Nick?
Nick's gone.
Ooh.
Else picked him up.
I mean, you wait a minute. You dropped a bunch of touchdowns and no interceptions? Huh. And then wait a minute. So you kept a bunch of interceptions and dropped a bunch of touchdowns. Is that what happened? Okay. Makes sense. Yep. I get it. Next matchup. Let's see.
Put down Canada.
How did AJ Green get you 0 points? 2 receptions, 7 yards.
I don't know. That is what killed it for me.
You should have won that week.
You win some, you lose some.
I'm looking at I understand Handy J's new team name now. Look at his avatar. Canada taking on Handy J Bowser. Canada wins 103-74. Sorry, Canada. You're just not Rough Rider good. You keep trying and you keep falling short.
Well, you don't need to backhanded slap me in the face. I won the week.
What do you mean you won the week?
I won the week. 103-74.
Yeah. But you got lucky. Bengals 26.
The Bengals are a good defense. That's not luck.
Let's see. Oh, actually they are.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, you got lucky with Frank Gore, 4 points.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, there you go. No, my team did pretty good. Stafford, again, consistent, you know. Fitzgerald, I believe last week, if you guys want to call me out on the Fleener and all that, I said that Fitzgerald's going to go off on Jacksonville, and that's what they did. That's what he did.
That's going off? Wait a minute, can we get a ruling on that? Is 12 points going off?
It's going off considering the week before it was 2. And you said he was cleaned up and I should get rid of him.
I think six and a touchdown is cleaned up and washed up. Right? I mean, you can waiver wire 60 yards and a touchdown, can't you?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
He's been inconsistent, so I call that going off. Antonio Gates, yeah, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, no. I played a bad team.
And you won. That's the analysis.
That's my analysis, yes.
All right, next up is Martinez Lazy Kings? No, forget that.
I'm putting up an offer, though. D'Angelo Williams, guys.
For what?
Anything.
Anything?
Basically.
So if I give you Kenny Stills?
Who's he?
No, that's nothing. He said anything.
Who's he?
Exactly. So wait a minute.
He's a wide receiver for the New Orleans Saints.
No, you know, I need like a second string running back at least.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Like, you know, like a law firm.
Interesting. Guess who has a second string running back available? And 60 yards and a touchdown. I got 3 of those.
Wow.
The rough riders.
So this is what the league is turning to.
What?
Everybody's turning their gold into E. Diddy.
My gold?
You're the one who traded for him in the first place.
So, yeah, you think he's gold.
I thought he would. No, I admit he's not.
The trade deadline is it today at midnight or tomorrow?
Wednesday, right, yep, tonight at midnight, tomorrow. November 20th. November 20th at midnight is the trade deadline. So get your offers in. I will make you a sweet deal.
Okay.
D'Angelo Williams for 60 yards and a touchdown.
60 yards and a touchdown. That's waiver
way too
material.
Much.
Wait, according to you.
That's waiver wire on the bubble performance.
All right, Galabra. Let's go to your matchup.
Football talk makes me want to play Madden.
Let's go to Galabra. Galabra finally gets his second win, 104-96 over Tomato. I don't know if you were sweating this at all because I think you had the Monday night running backs.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Yeah, I was up by like 25 or so, 30 maybe.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I figured that if Brady went off, some of that would go to one of those two guys at least.
But Carolina's a legit defense.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And they block people in the end zone really well.
Lockdown. Deep.
Lockdown.
Lockdown. you kind of got lucky with Antonio Brown.
I don't know about that.
He is awesome.
He's okay. 80 and a touchdown. He's a fringe player. He got a couple touchdowns early that kind of put him out there. He's the one who got shut down in the second half. Come on, he had all of his points in the first half.
Yeah. That's all I needed.
This running situation, this is not good.
What's wrong with him?
Still not good. Shane Vereen got no touches in the running
game. He got a lot of passes.
In the running game. Okay.
And he needed to catch those balls to show everybody that his wrists were healthy again.
Steven Ridley accidentally gets another touchdown, but he also fumbles. That's what he does.
It's better than law firm.
I think you should drop them both.
What about Bobby Rainey?
Yeah, what about 34 points? What do you got against that?
I just picked him up to pick him up, and if I needed to use him, I will. I wasn't going to read projections based on ESPN before the week started.
No, I think it's time to...
Why wouldn't Tomato use Newton against the Patriots?
Yeah, good question.
Is he active? Does he change his roster?
Let's see.
Yeah, he picked up Tom Brady.
Right.
Yeah, from Norris.
Yeah, wow. This is a legit lineup. This is a set lineup. He's trying to win
Newton
here.
Put up 5 last week.
This is his rivalry game.
Yeah.
If he wants to win any game all season, it's the Galabra game.
Exactly.
This is like a super extremely poor, decrepit man's version of Michigan, Ohio State.
With still the right team coming out on top.
No.
Yes.
You're kidding. No. a pink tomato helmet is not Michigan's equivalent.
The one thing, franchise, you have to tell me, did I curse, positively curse myself by what I wrote in the smack board? Because I'm a little embarrassed by it now, thinking, I just assumed that I was going to lose.
You did the right thing.
All right.
Okay.
Now so, that I got a shot with the rest of the division.
I mean, yeah.
Standings.
You're still in it.
No. Not at all.
Wow.
Okay, let me.
We're
go.
Just starting round two of the division.
Yep. Well, final three
matchups.
Weeks. Quickly, Bums take out the Father Muckers 96-80, and the Lazy Kings win another game, 104-75 over, at one time, the number one power ranked team in the TPS NFL for multiple weeks.
The power rankings, what are those?
What do you mean?
Oh yeah, that thing we used to do.
No, the power rankings are up, out, and delivered. Trust me, we'll go through those shortly. Don't you worry about that.
Now, has Chuck Norris been hit by the Brady curse?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Is Tom Brady, the ghost of Tom Brady haunting his
team?
You never,
ever, ever let go of Brady if you have him. Ever. Philip Rivers is his starting quarterback right now.
Phillip, hey, look, franchise. Ray Rice.
Flippin' Rivers.
He's back.
What?
Yeah.
Who would you rather have as your backup? Carson Palmer or Phillip Rivers? Because you should be starting Tom Brady, right? Unbelievable.
Did you guys see that the trade that I made with E. Diddy, I basically pulled a Cleveland this year?
Wait, you're tanking?
I traded away my top running backs.
Your future?
And I'm actually winning now.
Yeah, which is weird.
Not bad. Not bad.
That's how good this
league
is. I don't
know, it's pretty bad.
That's how good this league is. Let's quickly go over the standings right now. So in the white division, Beast Mode is still leading at 5-5-1, tied, I guess, with Father Muckers 5-5-1, but I think Beast Mode has the tiebreaker.
What a
there.
Terrible
wait,
division.
Wait. Why don't you just go through the divisions, but say what their rankings are inside the division?
What do you mean? They don't have them ranked.
What?
They just have them listed. Like, oh, so you're saying Team Beast Mode is number one?
Yeah.
But they're not.
They're 2-0-1.
Oh, you're saying in the division.
Yeah.
The division record. Okay, I get it. Okay, alright. Alright, white. Team Beast Mode, white division. Yep, 2-0-1 in the division, followed by Father Muckers, which is 1-1-1. That's pretty good. Martinez Lazy King at 0-3 in their division, but on a 3-game win streak, beating up the rest of the league, except for the Rough Riders. Rotting Tomatoes. last at 2-1. Now over to the Brown division. Mexico Brownies, 2-1 in the division. Team Chuck Norris, 1-2. Straight Trash Homie, 2-1. And Handy J, Team Bowser, 1-2. And then in the best division, the Black division, the Rough Riders are 1-2. But that's going to change here shortly.
Yes, it will.
Nobody's worried about that.
They're on top at 1-2.
The winningest division over the last 4 weeks, a division who hasn't lost in over a week, the Black division. Just pointing out all the facts here so everyone understands.
I'm tied for third in the division right now.
No, you're not.
Wait, you're
dead last.
Hold on.
It's 1-2.
Yeah, but that's not how it works, though. It still goes over overall record.
But you told me whoever wins the division goes to the playoffs.
Yeah, but with your overall record.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, I've been so confused over the past 3 minutes. Like, why are we doing this?
Now I understand what Bourne was trying to do. He thought he could sneak into the playoffs through the division by winning the division.
Yeah.
No. Your division matchups mean more because you make up a complete game if you beat the other team. But it still goes off of overall record.
Gotcha.
All right. We're still going to finish this.
I just assumed that if you had screwed up some of the scheduling you would have also messed up some of the way that how playoffs are determined.
I put this through the algorithm as well.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. You got to win.
It could work the way Bourne thinks, and we just don't know because we never actually know.
Better not be.
How the season plays out until it's over.
We got to wait until the playoffs actually start to confirm. that it is that way. Okay, so back to the best division, Black Division. The Bums 2-1 in the division. Canada's also 2-1, and Galabra bringing up the rear with 1-2, but all on one game win streak, along with everyone else in the Black Division. 2-game win streak for Canada. Bums won last week, and the Rough Riders, for longest winning streak currently, 4 games. I mean, this isn't like the White Division where their division leaders lost 5 in a row. Isn't like that at all. Wow.
Who would that be?
Franchise. Let's,
What's naming that shit?
Calabra, let's, week 12, me and you. This thing has so many circles I can't even read the matchup right now.
Yeah, you better hope that, you need this win.
I've been waiting for this since week one.
You need this to this stay alive in the playoffs.
This is a must win for me?
No.
I didn't think so. So, Rough Riders taking on Galabra. Canada, you're taking on Bums. Mm. You guys, you're fighting for second. Somebody's gonna be second up to the Rough Riders. That's a good place to be because it puts you in a better position when playoffs come.
I'll definitely win, by the way.
Oh, alright. Good. Beast Mode taking on Rotting Tomatoes. I think Beast Mode might only lose by 10 there. Feathermuckers taking on Martinez Lazy Kings. Lazy Kings are probably going to pull out a win and take over the division.
Yeah, and then he woke up.
Andy J taking on the Mexico Brownies. Brownies get a free win because of the division they're in. And Straight Trash.
Oh, he's the only team who's beaten me this year.
What do you mean? What do you mean, only team? Besides the Rough Riders.
Only one who's beaten my team. No, you didn't play my team.
What do you mean I didn't play your team?
You played my bench.
You went Romo. You went Romo. And it cost you.
Yeah, you didn't play my team.
You're 0-1 against the Rough Riders. Facts don't lie. Straight Trash Homie taking on Teep Chuck Norris in the final matchup. That is your Week 12 matchup. If the playoffs started today, Straight Trash Homie would take it on the Brownies in the 1-8. Bums would be taking on Team Chuck Norris in the 5-4. Canada taking on Team Beast Mode in the 6-3. And Feathermuckers losing to the Rough Riders in the 7-2. In the Toilet Bowl, Handy J would lose to the Martinez Lazy Kings and Galabra in a rematch.
Rematch.
Yep, a rematch. See who's the worst team in TBS NFL would be taking on the Rotting Tomatoes. okay.
Rivalry.
Rivalry. TBS NFL Week 11 Power Rankings. Power Rankings have been released, emailed to the league, and sent out on Twitter. Number 12. Rotting Tomatoes. Number 11, Galabra. Up one. You beat the tomatoes, you get rewarded.
That's right.
Handy J at number 10. Number 9, down one spot, Team Beast Mode. Number 8, Feathermuckers. Number 7, Straight Trash Homie. Number 6, Martinez Lazy King with his win streak, climbing up the power rankings. Number 5, Team Canada. You went down. Did you win?
Yeah, I've won two in a row.
You won two in a row and you dropped.
And I dropped.
Number 4, TBS NFL Bums.
Non sequitur. Don't even question it.
Number 3, Team Chuck Norris. And, this is kind of what everyone expected to happen. The number 2 ranked team, the Mexico Brownies, going Romo, losing to the Rough Riders, who are your new number 1 ranked team in the TPS NFL, and there's lots and lots of facts to back this up, actually. If you look at, at the facts, look at all the facts, they're playing in the best division right now. Who's won the most games over the last 4 weeks? Okay?
That was the last week.
What else?
Because the last 3 weeks, you'd actually have to look that up.
They've also haven't lost in the last week. The only division where all teams are on a winning streak. Also, the most points forced out of all the teams. Nobody checked that.
Are you saying you have the toughest schedule?
Toughest schedule in the entire division.
You have the easiest.
What do you mean I have the easiest?
You play in the worst division.
What are you talking about? The worst
division. You play us all in our bye weeks. We went over this.
Yeah, you rig the schedule and you play nobody.
1,064 points. Who's got me? Who's got more points than 1,064? Anybody? Anybody got any more points?
Oh, I thought you were saying points against. Cause that would be schedule, which you have the easiest.
I do not have the easiest, okay?
No, you do.
Which division are all teams on a win streak right now? Just somebody. Enlighten me. Enlighten me. Which teams haven't lost in over a week? Which teams have the most wins in the last 4 weeks? Just somebody, please. Help me understand.
Rough Riders.
1,064 points. Can anybody beat that?
You're gonna sit there and co-sign to this crap?
Can anybody beat 1,064 points? Anybody?
I could with the full roster.
Oh wow. Oh, here we go.
Oh, I could kill that with the full roster.
Man, I knew that this was gonna happen.
I mean, I'm behind you by 20 points.
Yeah, 20 points.
Which is what Romo does in his sleep.
Let's look at some more facts. Who beat the number one power rank team last week? Anybody? Somebody, please.
They didn't play last week.
What do you mean they didn't play last week?
Number one ranked team had a bye week. It's just like the Cowboys this week. They took a bye and lost the division.
Oh yeah, that's right.
All the facts are pointing to support the Rough Riders being the number one team.
Well, I only have one question about the power rankings.
All right, let's get into it.
How do I say Slob Griffin INT3?
I think you got it right. What do you mean?
No, I mean, like, how do you say that? The last name.
Oh, let me see.
Is that one word?
No, it's INT3. Yeah, I think it's, or INT3. N3?
So is that two separate nicknames?
No, that is a singular nickname. All together is one. Come on.
Okay. That clears up all my questions about the power rankings.
Did you misspell Griffin?
That was a copy paste. So maybe. Anything else on the fantasy football? We got to get into some picks.
You got a couple awards.
Oh. Thanks for mentioning that.
Yeah, thanks.
Trophies.
Wow. Huh. So let's dig into these trophies. So the two awards that were given out this week, the Wilt Award for most total points in a week. Congratulations to me. Oh, thank you very
much. When are you going to fix these?
What do you mean fix them? What do you mean?
Because the description makes it seem like they should be handed out every week.
No.
They
no.
That's right.
Yeah. That's not how it works. Not in this league. You get them when you earn them, okay? Oh,
well, then either fix them or change the description.
I should have gotten a bunch week one then.
What? No.
I earned all those.
Well, I haven't gotten one all season.
Well, you want this one that McLean got?
Oh, yeah. Flashing State?
Worst loss of the season. Congrats to the Mexico Brownies. You got Appalachian
State. I mean, I love an award named after a great team.
Does this award give you negative points?
It gives you zero.
Oh, okay. I might have to fix that. You're right. I do need to update these. I completely agree with you. Let's real
do,
quick.
Wait, do the black and white trophies even exist
anymore?
No,
those don't. That was too much work for me. No, I did not want that.
Yeah, it was so much more work to create a brown one, too.
Yeah. Come on.
And you couldn't find a racist picture?
I couldn't. Wow. Well.
You couldn't create a brown one. All you have to do is go to the toilet.
Okay.
That's true. No, okay. That's all you have to do. All right. Thanks, franchise. All right. Real quick, the TPS NBA, the TPSN Ball Riders are still taking this league to task. 3-0. Haven't lost all season. Exposing everyone in their wake. The Brown Bombers finally got a win. It's about time. Your team is bad.
Well, I got my team back.
What do you mean you got your team back?
I'm finally playing with the full team.
What's your full team? Who'd you get back?
Ryan Anderson.
That's the team. That's your team back?
Did you see what he did?
What did he do?
6 for 10 from 3-point range.
Wow, he has the game of his life.
One rebound. Yeah, the game of his life.
Isn't
one rebound.
Almost 7 feet tall. I swear he's almost 7 feet tall. He only got one rebound?
Yeah, it must have been by accident.
Yeah, it must have been a tip or something.
The ball was like going out of bounds and he dives for it.
He also got a steal.
So yeah,
pretty good.
Game of his life. Team Beast Mode is 2-1. got the privilege of losing to the Ball Riders.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Lionel Hampton, you're 1-2.
The Ball Riders, which that sounds like a female team because why would a man want to ball ride something?
That's a good point. That is a good point.
I can't dispute that.
You're, according to this, what's your record? Galabra. Lionel
what about
Hampton,
it?
What's your record?
They gave me a loss, and I don't know. I never looked to see. I mean, on the app, it never told you what the tiebreaker was. I would have thought it would have been, like, field goal percentage or something like that, but apparently not, because I was leading both of those.
I'm going to have to look that up. Because, yeah, according to this, you guys both tied.
Yeah, but it gave me the loss.
It gave you the loss. So let's do some quick commissioning.
Points and tiebreaker?
Let's do some quick commissioning right now.
All
right. Edit league settings, scoring, edit scoring. Let's see. All right, we're at the custom. Custom.
Maybe it goes by like a total points thing, like last year's, how we had it set up, where it kept track of everything as one. Maybe there's like a total.
I don't see anything that says what a tiebreaker is. It says stats. It gives me all the categories. I got the divisions, acquisitions. There's nothing that says what a matchup tiebreaker. Here we go. Based on points.
Yep.
That's what it is. So whoever has the most points gets the tiebreaker.
You can't change that?
Hold on. Let me see what I can do. Where is it? Regular season setup. All right. I can do none, but then we would have ties. I can't
What
change.
About
it's too
home
late.
Court?
I can't change. No. 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 Then you definitely didn't nerd it. All right. I'm leaving it at points. We're not.
Yeah, that's fine.
Maybe. And I don't even know if I want none either because ties help no one, right? Unless we,
yeah.
Unless
it could be like hockey.
Yeah, unless we want ties where they do help everyone. Well, that'll be a conversation for right before the league starts next year.
If we can remember.
Yeah, if we can remember. Okay, let me see here. The standings. Basketball Reasons is leading the white division 3-0 still. Hand Baskets at 2-1. Bowser at 1-2. Hampton also 1-2. And Baked Tomatoes not involved at 0-3. Along with, in the black, Goofy Goobers at 0-3. He just now figured out that he was doing fantasy wrong. Thanks to McLean pointing out that he was reviewing his scores for the wrong week. I'm not exactly sure what he was doing wrong. He was definitely doing something majorly wrong.
I think it was on Monday and he was going straight to scoreboard and it doesn't show there your next matchup. It shows the last week.
So he probably wasn't even potentially setting his lineup correctly?
No, it was just for Monday.
Oh, okay. Just for that single day.
He didn't know how to set his lineup for Monday.
So free wins at the Goofy Goobers.
Wow. LeBron James hasn't scored at all. He's been playing for a whole quarter.
Better trade him.
Yeah. Washed up.
Drop him.
I'm going to drop him. So whoever has the highest waiver pick is going to get him.
I can change that. All right. So that's some TPS NBA. That was real quick. Let's get into the pigskin pick'em. And there's a new.
Wait, we're not going to talk about the matchups for the week?
What matchups? Basically,
I'm going to crush you.
You're not going to crush me.
Yes, I am.
Ball don't lie.
I got my team back.
What's the ball saying right now?
The ball is saying it's Tuesday.
Yeah, the ball is saying 5-2. That's what ball is saying.
Well, that just changed.
What do you mean just changed?
But I got you at rebounds and turnovers.
You don't got me at rebounds. I got Dre Drummond. Big Dre Drummond.
And nothing else.
What do you mean? Carmelo Anthony, the best rebounding small forward in the NBA.
Oh man, he's gonna hurt your field goal percentage, so even if you win.
But I got Nikola Pekovic. Come on.
No.
I got
Pekovic is not that good.
Gortat. Come on.
Gore who?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. You got Mario Chalmers, really? J.R. Smith and Shumpert. You're giving me a field goal percentage with those guys.
They're shooting 625 right now.
They've only shot 6 shots. Oh, 8 shots.
Well, how many do you need?
My bad. It doesn't matter. By the end of the day, I'm going to be up 7.
Look, your field goal percentage just went down.
Look at my rebounds, though. Oh, man.
And you just did another turnover.
Steals.
I just won
man.
A category.
My steals are going through the roof.
I'm on fire right now. I'm on a category streak.
You should trade me Lance Stevenson.
For what?
Let me see. Let me look at one of my bad players.
Okay.
We don't have any. you're a big time Mavs homer. How about Vinsanity?
No.
What do you mean?
He's washed up.
He's not washed up. Have you seen him? He's been on fire lately.
He's been on fire, and I have been watching.
He's been averaging 3 rebounds a game.
And that's if you're rounding up.
You need those 3 rebounds, though.
I don't know.
See?
Lance Stevenson is like double. Double in every category.
All right. Let me up the ante. Is Jimmy Butler still hurt? Because if he is, then I'll offer you him. Jimmy Butler. Lance Stevenson's like a poor man's Jimmy Butler.
He just got an x-ray. So I don't know what that means.
Hopefully he's out for the season. Let's trade.
I'll just pick him up once you drop him.
And your team is so bad. My team is so good.
You're barely ahead of me right now.
No, the game's just started.
Now it's just started.
By the end of today, the Rough Riders or the Ball Riders will not look back. This matchup is over today. I'm calling it.
Just wait till Ryan Anderson stops being on vacation. Do the Pelicans ever play? They've had one game in a week.
You know, I love it when McClain gets on a roll.
Yeah, look at that. Your 3-pointers. It does a 6-point gap.
What do you mean? Ooh.
That's Ryan Anderson on a bad day.
Stephen Curry got his face smashed in the other day. After he gets an Advil, watch out. Watch out.
No, Stephen Curry is a poor man's Ryan Anderson.
I'm co-signing everything.
That is not a boom. Stop with the boom. Not a boom.
Boom.
Hold on. I'm looking at franchise to start team real fast. Let's look. Who are you playing, franchise?
I don't know.
Oh, you're playing the Great Wall Durant. His team's not too good. I don't want to talk about that matchup. Hampton, you get to lose to basketball reasons. The guys who don't want to spend money.
This will be a tough matchup.
Yeah, you guys got to spend some money next time. I'm looking at your team. Ooh, man, this isn't good. 1 point for Jordan Crawford.
It just started.
I'm going off the stats. He has as many turnovers as points. I'm just saying.
Yeah, Brandon Knight, but.
That game's almost over.
The Jordan Crawford game?
Yeah.
6:22 in the first, yeah.
He scored a third of his team's points.
Wow, he's taking over.
Yeah.
That's true.
Just give him the ball.
Whoa, he just got another basket. Whoa. Holy cow, 60% of the score.
Over half of his team.
Oh, my gosh. This is insane right now.
I knew I picked the right guy.
We're watching NBA history right now on the spreadsheet.
Never mind the fact that it's 5-20 right now.
I better go off this page before the updates break my computer.
You better DVR that, though.
Oh, man. Well, watching
these... Wait a minute. Wait. He scored 3 points, and the other 2 points came off one assist by him. So he's responsible for all the
points. Wow.
Unless he gave himself an assist. It's possible, but...
he just lost the assist.
Yeah, he just lost it. What the hell?
Stat correction.
How do you even, like, there's no assist to confuse.
Yeah. Maybe he just, he touched it. It brushed by him. They thought maybe it was
He tried to pass it. It got deflected and he caught it and then laid it in.
Yeah, it was actually a turnover. Oh, man. Wow, the NBA is fantastic.
Horford already has 4 turnovers.
That's Horford for you.
Jeez.
Yep. A-ho.
Flexing his muscles, I guess.
All right. Is any more matchups? Did we go through all of them? Bowser taking hand baskets. We already talked about beast mode. Baked tomatoes, 0-3 versus the goofy goobers, 0-3. There'll probably be no points scored.
This will probably end in a tie as well.
Look at the field goal percentage. 39% to 32%. Wow. Great. Good players. Hopefully Kobe comes back soon.
Is there any update on that?
He was
at practice, right?
He was on The View.
Okay.
And they were talking to him, and he says he's ready.
But D'Antoni's not, right? He's not sure.
Yeah. As far as I know, he's practicing at full speed.
Wow.
He's playing basketball, but yeah, it'll probably be a good month before he sees any game action. Do they play on Christmas Day? Does anybody know?
I would think.
That would be perfect. Kobe comes out on Christmas Day, saves Christmas for LA.
That's what Dirk did last year.
What do you mean?
And it was the worst Christmas ever. he was obviously not ready to play.
Heavy and overweight?
No, he just wasn't healthy.
He ruined Christmas?
He ruined Christmas. No, what was funny was after that game, they had scheduled to air a documentary about Dirk.
Uh-oh.
Premiere it. So I guess maybe that had something to do with him wanting a magic moment, and it was against the Spurs. But they lost by like 40.
They lost by 40, and then they canceled the documentary.
They canceled.
He said, No, we just can't do this. Not right now. We should have played this after the finals.
Let's play this after we play Detroit.
Oh, wow. All right, last thing. Pick and pick 'em, B-Smith, spread 'em group. New leader in town. A-plus team, JT, has 82 points with 9 right this week, taking over first place over footballics.com. McLean, who got 5 right.
Yeah, that was a bad week.
A bad week for a lot of teams. Ron Burrow with 3 points, 75 total. I got only 3 right, 75 points total. Fluky week for Pixar didn't happen.
I mean, I was right in what I said, that it didn't matter how bad my picks were because all you guys weren't going to catch up. And I was right except for one person.
Well, JT.
Yeah.
9 right. He picked against all of us. Beast Mode, 7 right for 70 points. Bowser, 6 right for 69 points. And Bourne, 4 right for 69.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, I think you're done. There are 4 teams within striking distance, or 4 people in striking distance of the new leader, JT. And watch out, JT, because we're coming for you. If you want to be the group leader, then you're going to have to wear the target. Okay?
Have you figured out his pattern?
His pattern of picking all the right teams? Does he have a pattern?
No, I mean, that was what I had to hear for 9 weeks.
Oh, no. Yours is good.
And then you drop down in the standings.
Well, I dropped down because JT had a Bourne-like week, I guess. Ooh. Nobody saw it coming. And
are you talking about week 1?
It will never happen again. No, actually, I'm talking about your week 3 pick'ems.
Oh.
You got 12 right. That was kind of an accident. You remember?
No, I didn't.
We all remember. And JT kind of had that moment in week 11. 9 points.
He only got 9. That's not that many.
But from here on out, I'm just going to go ahead and lead this group in picks. I'm just going to go ahead and do that.
You're going to lead them in picks as in you're going to make the most picks?
I'm just going to end this now so there's no confusion. Not like last year.
I don't think there's any confusion.
When McLean cheated me out of winnings multiple times, that's not going to happen this year. I'm just going to outright win this thing, and I'm going to start in week 12. I figure that's the best thing to do so that everyone doesn't get their feelings hurt. And again, I'm still taking suggestions on what I should spend my space bucks on. So, and you know what I just remembered?
I think you should buy something from Pantera.
I just remembered that we have an email here. TPSNFL@theplaystationshow.com. So I know we used it last year sparingly because mostly I forgot that we were getting emails there. So
did we get any?
We did get emails. Butters used to send in emails and I always forgot about them, but not anymore. Not that we're in week 12 of the fantasy football season. If you want to send emails, TPSNFL@theplaystationshow.com. All right, franchise, I'm going to give you last word. What do you want to say to the people?
Boom.
All right, I'm going to give a new last word to McLean.
Hey, you just said one word. Yeah,
that was a sound.
You did say one word.
Okay.
You said one word.
You're right. All right. Do it again.
You said, I'm going to give you the honor of taking us out of here.
No, I would never say
that. Yeah, that's what you said.
No, I would never say
that. And you said, hey, franchise, your team is better than mine.
No, I never said that.
That's what I heard.
That's what I heard.
Wow. Wow.
And you said, hey, franchise, can I call you daddy?
Niggas wanna try. Whoa! Wait a minute, hold on. After this whole incognito thing, I'm not sure if we should be playing. I don't feel comfortable with this. I don't want to have to be called a bully.
Skip Bayless is going to come on.
Wow.
Even though I am kind of a bully when it comes to beating teams in the TPS NFL.
Wow.
Except week one.
I just heard a bunch of end bombs going off. Bombs. I thought we were in Iraq. Golly. Where's end bombs come from?
Hold on, I'm looking for bully songs.
Well, don't pick some without the N word in it. Jeez.
That's nuclear bombs, right?
Yeah. That'll get somebody nuclear bombed on.
Good one.
Bad word.
We don't say that word, right, franchise?
I don't like that word in my
neighborhood. By the way, on the scoreboard to revisit, November 5th, franchise called that I'm going to win this week against you, Edity.
I did.
That Bourne is going to
be. It's in the smack board.
Bourne is going to beat the Rough Riders.
So it remains to be seen whether or not franchise can instigate a curse of his own or not.
Franchise curse.
Franchise curse.
Ooh, you don't want a franchise curse. Franchise will have you cursing.
Is that like herpes?
Have you itching too?
This has turned gross. In like 2 seconds.
And that music.
I'm working on it.
Franchise will have you ration.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, well.
That is really disgusting.
Oh,
I
there's
did it!
Did what?
I climbed this mountain!
Huh. Well, I save hundreds on my car insurance with Geico.
Wow.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's up, world? Another day, another challenge. And as the Super Bowl approaches...
Shut up!
Big brown bear, the giant bangle. I'll steal ya, I'll spank ya. I'm a lion, I'm a viking. Soar like a falcon, class of the titans. Ran 49 heads, action. Not a stink, but I rage for practice. In a bronco, white with the black rims. Cowboy, pack a Colt like a Texan. See the hawk charts like bills in your section. I'm the future, I'm a Jetson. Cardinal, general, chief, redskin. Black panther, dancing eagle in the jaguar. My rockets live in a planet, taking mad bar. Biggie Moore's raving, chirping like a dolphin. This picture it came to put you in a coffin.
So what's up, world? Just got back in from the wreck of the Daystone Choir of Hollywood. If you missed my last video,
shut up.